On this day in 1917, President Woodrow Wilson declared war on Germany.
In 1917?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we just, like...
start yapping?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Hi.
I think that should be our intro. You just going, hi.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was doing. I feel like I was doing that the last few weeks. But yeah. It, for some reason, like... I don't know why. Just having, like, a formal introduction just doesn't...
doesn't feel right.
No.
Okay.
It's whatever.
Well, hi, guys.
Hi.
Today we're drinking this Elahi. Elahi. I think that's how you say it.
Sure.
Pinot Noir. It's from the Willamette Valley.
It's where Sage is from.
It's where I'm from. I flex it literally every day at my job. Every time someone orders a Willamette Valley, I'm like, I'm from there. I literally made this myself. But this one in particular is, like, always been intriguing to me. We sell it at my work, but this is the first time I'm trying it. But it's, like, they don't use modern technology. Like on this label it says horse-powered.
What?
Like, they don't...
they use, like, horse-drawn carriages and shit to, like, bring in grapes or what?
I don't know. I'd have to look up the details. Well, maybe they don't have a website. But apparently it's, like, I don't know, Amish vibes.
Wow.
And they are in, like, the middle of nowhere. Like, Dallas, Oregon is not near where I used to live. Well, it's, like, 45 minutes away, but I was already kind of out there.
Oh, interesting. Salmon safe.
I don't know the meaning of that, but people really do care a lot about protecting salmon in Oregon.
Well, that's good. Anyways...
it's been a week. It wasn't that eventful.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a good segue into... we were trying to find current events and trends on TikTok and other social medias, and there seems to be none.
I'm still on the same, like, mermaid-eating, like, vampire TikTok. We haven't progressed.
I still don't understand what you mean when you say mermaid-eating.
Okay, it's like...
because you and Chance mentioned it last week, and I still don't...
I guess
don't.
We didn't really, like, dive into what we meant by that.
No, you didn't.
So, there's just, like, so many TikToks talking about people that are, like, I went to, like, one of these mermaid-eating parties, like, the elites, they're catching mermaids and, like, eating them, and, like, people claiming to, like, have been a part of this, and there also are people saying, like, if you go here at, like, the middle of the night, like, I think it was, like, somewhere Upper East Coast, then, like, that's where they're catching them, and, like, there's no way this is real, but it is, like, so entertaining.
Well, it's kind of giving, like, the delicacy of shark fin soup. Like is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this does open up some other interesting things that I found out about this week that are real. And just, like, the fucked up, like, food world.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love to hear your thoughts, because I know you like a delicacy.
I do enjoy a delicacy from time to time. Yes.
And this is, like, our, like, yin-yang, because I'm a vegetarian. So, all of these things... I would definitely not eat.
Yeah.
I'll indulge in the occasional pepperoni pizza, hot dog, something like that. But
yeah, but, like, chicken livers and gizzards and, like, all that. Not
this,
your bad.
These things are beyond that, though.
Oh.
Yes. So, first thing that my sister called me to inform me of, because she thought it was just, like, imperative to share. So, apparently there's, like, this food group. I don't know what to call it. This food that people eat. It's mostly in Asia, that is, like, a fertilized, unhatched egg. It doesn't have to be a chicken.
We talked about this when they were here, no?
No, because this was, like, new information.
Oh, why do I feel like we've talked about this before? Fertilized, unhatched eggs. Like, the bird is already, like, semi-formed, and you, like...
yeah. Wait, let me look at our text. I'll tell you what it's actually called. So, dear listener, you can look it up if you want to. I don't know why you would want to.
Risk.
Yeah, I looked it up, immediately regretted it.
I mean, like, as far as I mean, like, I enjoy a raw egg. That's
okay,
not fertilized.
Fair enough.
But, like, I don't know, eating, like, a full-on...
no.
Like, fetus bird and egg?
Okay, it's called balut.
Balut.
Balut. And Bria said that her new hobby was just hating on people that eat balut. Like, she just finds videos of people eating it and just tells them what a terrible person they are.
What does she get out of that?
I don't know. TikTok comment likes.
I mean, hey, all publicity is good publicity. But, I mean, like, as far as delicacies go, I mean, I haven't had shark fin soup. I haven't had...
You're banned from having shark fin soup. It's so fucked up.
I don't think I would. No, it's so sad. Like, the farmers, they just cut off the fin and they just, like, leave...
The shark to drown and die.
Yeah.
No.
It's so sad. Haven't had whale blubber. Apparently that's a thing. You can eat whale blubber.
I think that you have a free pass to eat that if you're in Alaska and eating it with, like, the native people.
Yeah, because if you're living in Alaska or, like, in the Arctic...
Yeah.
You kind of have to live off the land at that point because there really isn't much to live off of in the first place.
And that's, like, a traditional food for them. Like, yeah. I don't think that they're, like, killing all the whales.
Yeah, like, how many whales realistically? Like, one blue whale could feed
a ton
the whole continent of Antarctica for maybe a year. Like,
oh, wait, I think I said Alaska.
Oh.
Because people don't really live in Antarctica.
Well.
I meant to say Alaska if I didn't. But, like, the native population there eats whale.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, I think fine. That's fine. Yeah.
I feel like they're suffering enough.
Yeah, like, they're that's the a wild. Justifiable whale eating.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But, like, oh, speaking of whales, Paul Watson, have you heard about him?
Uh-uh, who's that?
Okay, so the last time I was in France, I saw this little, like, it was above a subway grate, and it was a little whale. It said Free Watson on it. I was like, oh, what's that? And Paul Watson is, I'm not sure, like, what organization he's with, but he is essentially, like, anti-whale hunting, right?
Okay.
And Japan hunts whales all the time.
Yeah, they're not justified whale hunting.
No. I'm pretty sure, like, remember, like, whale wars on, like, Discovery Channel?
I remember that, yeah.
I think that was about, like, trying to stop Japanese fleets from hunting whales. Like, I think that's what every ship... that they were trying to stop was.
Yeah, no, I think it was, because I feel like I used to watch it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, casually, you know, because we saw it, like, channels.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, Animal Planet.
But, like, not understanding how, like, sad and, like...
No, I think I did. Like, I knew a lot about, like, animal cruelty when I was a kid. That's why I was a vegetarian.
Because
my mom, like, didn't hide it.
I guess that's... Well, that's good.
I mean, she wasn't showing me, like, factory farm videos.
Oh,
but, like,
yeah.
She would just be like, yeah, like, no, like, animals on farms, like, they don't live good lives, typically. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was honest.
Hmm. But this Watson dude, apparently in 2010, he was out doing his own thing, trying to stop all of these, not all of these ships, but there was one ship in particular that he came across, and I believe he inflicted damage on said ship. And then in 2012, the country of Japan, like, put a warrant out to, like, find this man and arrest him.
Is he hiding now?
Well, so apparently, I think it was last July, he docked his ship in Greenland.
Mm.
And then when he got to Greenland, this was July of 2024, 14 years after the fact of the incident happening, 12 years after the fact of his warrant being placed by...
Japan.
Yes. And when he docked in Greenland, they arrested him in Greenland because he had this warrant out. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, like, you know, checks and balances.
Greenland does not like the whales, I guess.
Like, I guess so. I don't know. But I guess they were just doing their due diligence, right? And no, and so then that was in July. I was in Paris in December. Because I guess he's a Frenchman? I have no idea. But, yeah, there was a bunch of, like, whale propaganda that,
like,
said
Free Watson.
Yeah. And Japan, like, tried having him extradited to be tried in Japan for, like, fucking up one of their whaling ships or whatever. He got released. Greenland released him, like, a few months ago. But, yeah, so nothing, I guess, happened to him. I hope so.
I want to circle back to the food delicacies.
Yeah, okay.
Because, did you know, well, because when you said Greenland, it reminded me they eat fermented shark there. Well, or in Iceland.
Does Iceland, can we group Iceland in with, like, Alaska? Like,
I think that Iceland's, like, justified. Because, I don't know all the details, but Iceland is very big on, like, making sure everything is ethical and, like, they really care about the environment. Like, that's their main thing. So I'm sure they're doing it in an ethical way.
And plus, they're really, like, Iceland is pretty, what's the word? Isolated?
Yeah.
Like,
so they kind of have
to. They're not really getting, I guess they do free trade. I guess every country does. But, like, it's probably not as much as, like, America.
But it still is, like, a traditional food for them. Like, that's what, like, the Vikings ate. And it's just, like, I don't think your average Icelander is, like, eating that on a daily basis. I think it's just, like, a special thing.
Maybe it's for, like, birthdays or something.
It's for birthdays.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think it's, like, for tourists. Like, if I'm being honest.
Mm, too.
And they also do bread that's baked underground.
I don't know.
Because, like, they have so much geothermal heat and stuff happening under the ground there, so you can, like, dig a hole in the right spot, and it makes an oven, and they bake bread in it. I don't know. But I had one more crazy food delicacy that my sister shared with me, because she was also mad about it. This one is even worse
than the
previous one.
What was it called again?
Balut.
Balut. Okay, and it's worse than balut.
It's worse than balut, and it's illegal. So this is French, and...
Is it foie gras?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know that you like foie gras.
I do like foie gras.
But it's not... I don't think foie gras is illegal.
I don't think so either. We're going to serve it at Liquor Pig.
Then it's not illegal.
Okay, cool.
No, this is, I think, worse. So, basically, there's, like, these little songbirds. They're little, smaller than
the little finches?
Yes,
Wait, stop.
So, like, why are you eating that in the first place? There's, like, no meat. But it gets worse. Trigger warning. Literally trigger warning animal abuse. So, what they do is they, like, put them in a cage, and then they purposefully, like, fatten them up, like, feed them, whatever. And then they drown them in brandy. Like, that's how they kill them. And then, like, basically cook it alive. Not alive, they drown it because of the brandy. But they, like, cook it whole. Because it's just, like, this little thing. So it's, like, served with, like, the organs and everything. Like, there's no... And it's, like... But here's the crazy thing. The traditional way of eating it is you have to, like, put a napkin over your head to hide yourself from God. Because, like, they know how fucked up it is.
Where?
This is in France. So,
what?
And it's illegal. But
it,
like, still happens. Just, like, the mermaid eating. Like...
Wait.
No, this is definitely
real. What is it called?
I have to look it up.
That's so sad. Well, I mean, like, on the line of birds, I believe it's either Thailand or Vietnam. There are these, like, songbird-esque type of birds. And their nests, they don't make their nests out of, like, twigs and shit. They make their nests out of, it's almost like a silk. Like, they, like, use their spit and other materials, and it, like, homogenizes and crystallizes into this, like, nest. So kind of like similar to how like wasps make their nest, I guess. It's just like with their saliva and like
other
materials they use. And so these nests, they use the nest though. Like that's the delicacy, and they usually use it in a soup.
It's just
just the nest.
Okay, well that can be fine, but don't like rob it while it's in use. It has to be like
no. And like I remember watching a video about it on YouTube. They're very very like conscious because they're
awesome.
The birds are also very very picky about where they lay their nests, so it's like hard to find them out in the wild, right? So like there's like a whole sect of this small town or province in Vietnam or Thailand. I forget which one it is. It's one of those like Southeast Asian countries, but there's a whole province dedicated to this like farming of these nests, and so they just have a bunch of abandoned buildings that are all the windows are blacked out, so like the birds can come and like
make
nests in all these like abandoned buildings and all the rooms. So they have like an ethical way of farming them, because once they use the nests and raise their young and the young leaves, then they all leave.
Yeah,
so then they can just
take them.
Hack the nests off the wall and use them for their
like a perfect plan.
Soup.
Yeah,
but it's just no, but, like, finches being, like, drowned in brandy and then deep-fried is crazy.
It's called ortolan bunting, because I guess they're called ortolans. But, here, I'll show you a picture. They're just, like, little...
Like chicken nuggets?
Little... Oh, I don't want to see the cooked ones. No, I want to see the alive ones.
Just look up, bunglings.
Here, right there.
Isn't he cute? He's... Well, at least they're not threatened.
Well, yeah.
Species.
They're not threatened.
Population-wise.
But oh my God. Wait, I'm going to show you a picture of, see, they like put a napkin over their head while they're eating it. Rich people are so weird.
That's so
like, this is what they have to do to feel something. Like,
well, like, how do you feel about caviar?
Well, caviar is just an egg.
Well, I know, but like, they have to like farm sturgeon and like cut it open and like, and like harvest everything. But I guess like the rest of the sturgeon gets used as just regular like fish meat too, but.
I mean, I do like caviar.
I do like caviar too.
And I like, it is technically vegetarian because it's an egg. But I've eaten caviar like 3 times.
It's too expensive.
I've eaten it at like buffets.
Oh.
Like a high-end ones in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh. You were thinking like Golden Corral.
Yeah, I was like, they have caviar there?
No, there's really expensive buffets.
Interesting. Speaking of restaurants, we need to expand our horizons outside of...
Like the 3 places that we go.
F&B, Liquor Pig, and Taco Bell. Yeah, we need to think of something different. No, because like, so my birthday's on Friday. I'm going to be turning 25. I'm going to go celebrate. But like my first instinct was like, oh, I want to go to F&B. And then like my family was like, why don't you like go somewhere different? And I was like, oh, like the food there is so good. And then they brought up a good point. They were just like, well, like when you go there, they're just going to like talk about you and like remember you for the things that you didn't do.
Well, that's not a good mindset. I think that they like you there. Like, you left on good terms.
I did leave on good terms.
Yeah, I think you're liked.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, it was weird how we left. We're not going to get into it, but, like, it was weird how I left in the first place. It was weird that I had to leave.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have to leave, but, like, I don't like getting treated like a
freaking high schooler. I would just, like, you don't need to overcomplicate it. You can just be like, I got a better offer. That's not exactly what happened, but make that the story.
When I put in my 2 weeks there, I literally had no backup.
I remember you were just like manifesting. You were like, I'm gonna get something. And then you did.
I did. Oh, by the way, Liquor Pig got nominated for Best of Phoenix.
Already? This year.
Yeah, we've been open.
Like a week.
Not even 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Friday will be 2 weeks.
And I've been there like 10 times.
Yeah. And after every one of my shifts, I drink there.
Yeah.
Literally every single one. It's a great place. You guys gotta come visit. But what was I gonna say? Oh, we need to talk about today. I went suit shopping. Okay. SUIT. Suit. So I needed to get a tuxedo for my choir performances, right? And I wanted to buy a suit because I feel like in the past I've always rented, and I remember. My senior prom, we bought a suit from, like, Dillard's off the rack, and it just wasn't giving. And like, I never really felt confident in suits just because I've never gotten one that's, like, really nice and fitted and, like, really high quality. And I decided today, I was like, no, I'm going to buy, like, a really nice suit. So I did my research on Reddit. Reddit is a great place if you need, like, something really specific. Like,
I was just talking about this last night. Reddit is so awesome.
Reddit's amazing. I love Reddit. But, no, I went on Reddit, and I was like, what's a good place to, like, find a custom tailor, best suits in Phoenix, Scottsdale, yada, yada, yada. And I went to this place called Brothers Tailor. It was in Paradise Valley. It was on Cactus and Thunderbird.
I mean, this was sounding expensive.
It was way the fuck out there. And, I don't know how much I was willing to pay, but I was willing to pay something, right? And... I go into this place and then I meet, the head honcho, I believe. His name was Gus. And, you know, he had, like, this really, really intriguing, like, mix of, like, an Italian and Italian, French, and, like, Russian accent. It was wild. But he was fun. He was such a delight. And, by the time we were done trying all these different suits on, there was, like, fucking eight different suit sets just, like, strewn about the place. Like, he was just like, try this one on. And he was just throwing them all over the place. And it was, like, this really nice, like, little shop, too. And he was just all willingly throwing shit around. It was so fun. But, yeah, no, so the suit I ended up going with... For the 2 pieces, the jacket and the pants... Keep in mind, I haven't bought the white dress shirt. I haven't bought the black satin vest. I haven't bought the black tie. I haven't bought my shoes.
This is just the
two-piece.
Oh, okay. So pants.
The pants and the jacket.
Okay.
That shit was $800 after taxes.
Okay, well.
$800. But it was, like, a really nice, like, high-quality off-the-rack, like, Italian handmade, you know.
Well, think about it. Like, you're probably not going to have to buy another suit again for, like, a long time.
But I'm turning 25, so I'm a dinosaur now. And my metabolism,
no.
My metabolism is going to start dropping me.
And don't worry about that.
I mean, my family loves to speak. My family loves to be like, oh my god, you're getting old. And I'm just like, I don't feel old.
Okay,
I still feel 21.
You're hanging out with my family when they're in town because they're just going to look at us and be like, you guys are babies. You're so young.
Yeah, I don't know. I still feel that way. I don't know.
Me too.
And I feel like I have the right to feel that way.
Yeah.
Because, like, what the fuck? I could die tomorrow. And, like, who cares? You know.
I did see a tweet that was like,
love that you still say tweet.
What am I supposed to call it? An X?
I still call it Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter. I saw a post on X, whatever. That
sounds so stupid. Yeah.
That said, 25 in the city, or no, 35 in the city is 25, 35 in the suburbs is 45. Does that, like,
Yeah, because it's a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Then, would you argue that the lifestyle keeps you
young?
Young or old, depending on which one you find yourself in?
I think this is especially true in LA, but it could be, it's most cities, like major metropolitan cities.
Mm-hmm.
People just get Peter Pan syndrome. Like, they're just like.
Peter Pan syndrome?
Yeah, like they just feel like they never have to grow up.
Oh.
Which is fine. Like.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I party with people that are, like, 40.
Well.
And it's just, like, there's no age gap.
We've also been told by many a people that, I mean, we don't look old, but, like, we act old. Like, we have old souls.
Yeah, but, I mean, it'll be, like, 3 a.m, and I'm, like, up partying, drinking with someone that's, like, 45. And I'm, like.
I've done that before.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like.
But, like, my parents never would have done that at 45 in the suburbs.
Because different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, they also had kids and stuff, so it was just different, but.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. I want to go back to talking about family, since we're kind of on the topic of family. So, my brother, God rest his soul, no, I'm kidding, he's still alive, but, No, he took me out for an early birthday, like, lunch. He was just like, hey.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, because, like, in my immediate household, my parents, my brother and I, we have, each of us has a different schedule. So, like, we're never home at the same time. And yesterday, we were both off, and he was just like, hey, like, mom and dad aren't free to, like, go out to dinner with you for your birthday, so, like, do you want to get lunch? And I was like, yes, it sounds like so much fun. So I had, like, a little bit of bro time, and, I was just asking him questions about, like, his life, you know? Like, he's a fresh, somewhat fresh-ish new cop, like, patrolling the streets. And, you know, like, seems even older than I am, if you can believe that. He's my younger brother, too, by the way. And I was just, he's got a girlfriend. And, you know, I was just asking him, I was like, so what the fuck are you doing? Because I don't know what I'm doing. And I was just genuinely curious, because we just never have time to really, like, talk about things like that.
Yeah.
And, like, he was talking about, like, having kids and shit, buying a house.
How old is he, 20?
He's 21.
Yeah, it's because he's stuck in the suburbs.
Yeah. Damn, I never thought about that. Well, I mean, because I think about having kids someday, because it's what I grew up with, having a loving family with two parents that have been married for almost 20 years now. And, you know, like, that's something I've, yeah. Because I just, that's all I know from growing up, right? But I can't imagine having five kids right now. Can you?
No.
No.
I mean, my mom got married when she was 21, which I can't imagine. Like, I was literally like a shell of a human at 21.
My mom had two kids in a house. My mom and dad had two kids in a house by the time they were 23, 24.
They're still married, though.
Yeah.
So, that was a success story.
Yeah. So were yours.
Yeah. My dad was 28 when they got married. But yeah, like, but what's funny, and like, they're still together, they're happy, whatever, but my mom's like, do not get married until you're at least 30. Which is, like, valid advice.
Great advice, yeah.
Yeah. But basically, I feel like what, I am appreciative that my family is like that, like, wait till you're older, because even, like, not in the city anymore, but when I lived in the suburbs, or, like, even just, like, seeing stuff come through on social media, like, there's so much pressure, like, so many of the people I went to high school with are on, like, baby three. And I'm like, you realize that we have, like, 50 years left, right?
Yeah. Remember that guy at the bar? And I was like, I know this person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, apparently, he has a kid. And he's already been through one divorce. And he's our age. He's 25.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn, wow. Like, life's really been, I don't want to say kicking his ass, because, like,
There was joy in that, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hope there's still joy, because, you know,
I hope he loves his kid.
Yeah. But, no, it was just wild to me. I was just like, I felt like Catherine Hahn in Parks and Recreation. Like, wow, I'm so happy at the choices that I've made. Your life sucks. Mine's amazing. Oh, I love her character in that show. It's so funny.
He was also tripping on shrooms in a bar, which is quite a choice.
I can't say that I don't think I've done shrooms at a bar, but I've definitely done, like, shrooms at a show. Like, I was at Walter Warehouse, and there was a bar there, but it was also, there was an auditorium next door with, like, a mini rave happening, so. Okay. Different context, kind of, but, plus, you couldn't tell he was tripping. His eyes are so dark, but, like, you can't see his pupils. Like,
he looked normal. The only reason I knew that is because you told me.
But no, it was, honestly, I want to know how he felt in that moment.
Yeah.
Because me coming up to him being like, did you go to this high school? Is your name this? He probably was like,
he was probably
having,
like,
a panic attack in the moment, you know?
He was probably like, am I being visited by, like,
God or something. Yeah, literally. And plus, I look nothing like I did in high school, too.
Yeah, you do look a lot different.
Yeah, I showed him a picture from that time, and he was like, yeah, that's the Jacob I remember. And I was just like, yeah, well, he's dead now. He's never coming back, so.
The old Jacob is dead.
Yeah.
He can't come to the phone right now, because he's dead.
Because he's dead. Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Family drama. Yeah, that was Taylor Swift. Do you have any more family drama?
My uncle's first words to me when I saw him at family dinner tonight were, so, school.
Yeah, my what dad won't it? Stop bothering me about going back to school. Well, he has now, because I told him to stop. But, like, he was so convinced that, like, the way that I fixed my depression in my life was to just, like, go back to college. And I was like,
that's gonna,
I don't want to go back to college.
I'm sorry, but do you want me to kill myself right away? Like, I don't know. Like, okay, I guess, like, we can, this is kind of a good segue into, like, our backstory. Like,
I agree with you, but I do want to, like, this is a cheat code in life, just for if there's anybody that, like, is listening that's, like, 18 considering going to college. If you wait till you're 24, you are no longer on your parents' income for the FAFSA, so you can pretty much go to college for free. So I would encourage you just, like, fuck around and find out until you're 24, then you can go to college.
I mean, if you really are a goody-goody and you want to do something, like, take one class at a community college.
Yeah.
Like from 18 to 24, just, like, pay out of pocket at a community college.
Yeah.
You'll save a shitload of money, and, you know, you can really see and, like, is this really how I want to spend my time? Do I want to do this full time when I turn 24?
And also, like, most of my 20, I can't think of one 24-year-old friend that has, like, an established career. I can think of one. I know of one. She's an engineer.
Oh.
You've never met her. But
easy, though.
Like, yeah. But, like, all my friends that are, like, in medical and, like, doing, like, you know.
Your roommates, even?
Well, they just started.
Oh.
They just started.
Are they our age or are they younger?
They're our age.
Oh.
Oh,
because you need to have a lot of school. Yeah.
Yeah. But the point is, it's, like, I have this one friend who is, like, a financial planner, all, you know, whatever. He quit his job. He just crashed out and quit his job.
Yeah.
Like, because he was, like, sick of it, didn't want to do it. So the point is, it's, like, really nobody's going to have their career built up by then, so just go to college then.
Great advice, honestly. Like,
for free.
Not being sarcastic. For free.
I think guidance counselors should tell students that. That, like, if you wait 6 years, your college will be free.
But they're being paid fat by... This is
conspiracy, but...
They're being paid fat by sending these kids to college. Yeah. And, well, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I don't think it works, like, commission or anything, but there has to be some sort of back end with...
Or they just don't know any different. Like, I'm not even saying that they're doing it intentionally, but, like, the information they're fed doesn't line up with... take a 6-year gap year.
Like, first of all, guidance counselors couldn't even get my high school schedule right.
Yeah.
Like, why am I taking their advice on what to do when I go to college?
You shouldn't take their advice unless you also want to be a guidance counselor. That's, like, one of my recent revelations, is that I will not take advice from anyone unless I want to be like them.
Yeah, and plus, college is crazy because even to be, going back to, like, guidance counselors, school, employees, whatever, you need, like, 8 years of college to become a librarian, but only 4 to become an engineer. How does that make sense?
Nothing makes sense. It's literally all made up.
I mean, there is value in education. Yes.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
But
also,
like,
we have access to any information that we want for free.
Yes, and I think it's more important to educate your mind, not just on a collegiate level, but on, like, a spiritual, metaphysical... I don't know, just having, like, a constant, like, mindset of...
growth.
Constantly growing.
Yes.
Not repeating the same mistakes that you have in the past. Like, that's gonna get you farther, I think, than... Like, oh my god. So, I'm changing my availability at work because I'm gonna join a Toastmaster group.
What's a Toastmaster?
You never heard of Toastmaster? I feel like this is totally your vibe. So, it's, essentially, it's a public speaking group where you get together with people and, like, you literally, like, improv...
public
speeches
speaking.
And, like, topics and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and in our industry, we're public speakers.
Yeah, in very small groups, but yeah.
But still, like, not a lot of people, like, public speaking is daunting to a lot of people. Like,
yeah, I mean,
even
like,
in
I'll
those small groups.
Speak to, like, a 15 top and, like, give a speech about wine without even thinking about it.
Yeah, but, like, I was thinking about it, and I was just like, because somebody in my choir invited me to go with them. To their Toastmaster group. And it's only, like, $100 for 6 months of sessions. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's not bad. And, you know, you learn the basics of, first of all, how to speak. Second of all, how to remove filler words, like, and, you know, all that shit. And then...
Although that does, like, help people compute, too.
Yes, but I'm sure that there's other ways of... coping through that you can do, like, in your head.
Yeah.
Does it involve... Well, first of all, rehearsing your speeches is a big thing. But imagine at tables, having just the confidence to literally just spew without a pause, without giving, you know, like, any forethought to the people that may think you're bullshitting, like, to just say something confidently. Like, imagine how that would impact your sales.
Yeah.
Insane. It would be insane.
That's a great idea. I should join.
Yeah, dude, honestly. And, well, I mean, the group that we're in, it's in Gilbert. Might be a little bit of a commute for you.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, I mean, who cares? Like,
yeah, I never leave Old Town.
Me neither. I don't even live here. Like, I literally drive out to Phoenix Scottsdale every day from the East Valley.
Sometimes I...
Every day.
Like, will look at, like, think about it, and I'll be like, I literally have not left Old Town Scottsdale in weeks.
That's not a bad thing.
No, I love it.
Yeah. I miss being out here, honestly. I lived in Arcadia by myself, and it was really expensive. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. I do have roommates, so it's more affordable.
I know.
And
we might be living together soon.
Yes. Manifesting.
Crazy development here. But, and I don't know if I want to go back to Napa. I think I want to do, like, a seasonal summer thing in Napa and see what happens out there.
Okay.
And, like, what if I move out there, you know?
Okay.
No idea.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen? It's a part of my quarter life crisis kind of vibe that I'm
yeah.
feeling right now. Oh, and then when I was leaving my family's house, they were like, "What are you gonna go do?" I was like, "Oh, I'm going to Scottsdale to record."
But I realized that you don't share with your family. Like...
No, because when I share, they're gonna be like, "Oh my god, well, like, a podcast, like, what, like, what?" Like, they don't listen to podcasts. They're gonna, like, ask me, like, the whole etymology and, like, history of what the fuck a podcast is. And, like, I'm just not interested in, like, sharing. No.
My family understands what podcasts are.
I'm sure they do, but, like, they're going to be like, well, what are you guys talking about? Like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, we're going to release these episodes at some point, so, like, they might see that I'm talking about them. But I don't feel like I'm talking about them negatively. I'm just, like, I just don't want to... They'll figure it out. Like,
it's going to be okay. I'm
trying my best.
I want to, like, kind of circle back to that surface, the service thing, because, okay, this is, like, a conversation that I've had when I've worked in, like, corporate places that, have you ever heard of the, like, Forbes 5-star service standards?
No.
So, Forbes, like, has a rating system that they'll go to, I don't know if it's restaurants or if it's just hotels.
Why does Forbes do it? Don't they, like...
I don't know.
Promote billionaires and shit? Like, why are they talking about restaurants?
I think it's hotels. But, like, it's... I've worked in, like, the restaurants within the hotels. It's me, and then my sister also did. So we talk about it a lot. Like, there's very specific guidelines that you're supposed to follow. Like, you're not allowed to say, like, of course, or no problem. Like, it has to be, like, my pleasure.
Or absolutely.
Or absolutely.
Or you're
yeah.
welcome.
But, yes.
Yeah.
And, like, you're not allowed to, like, break the, I don't even know what to call it. Like, basically, you're not really supposed to, like, you're supposed to be a robot. You're not supposed to really,
you're not supposed to really interact with clientele. Yeah. There's a word for that. No, I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's, like, break the fifth wall or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that that's, my, like, personal opinion is that that's, like, an outdated concept of service. I think people, like, want you to connect with them. Maybe not at
maybe,
that level.
Maybe,
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like everybody at the end of the day does want to connect to some sort of degree. But, I mean, it everyone's version of connecting looks different, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, we're very, very sociable and naturally connect with people on a day-to-day basis. But...
Well, think about, like, your bread people. Like, you had customers that were, like, made homemade bread. And, like, somehow... In your interactions, you figured that out, and then you were buying bread from them. Like, to me, that's, like...
I'm picking up a pastry box from them tomorrow. Yeah.
To me, like, that's, like, you did something right in that service interaction.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. But also, on that, there are, like, Forbes undercover agents that go into these establishments, and, like, they're undercover as just, like, customers, and, like, are rating, like... If you fuck up and it's, like, a secret agent for Forbes, then they, like, report it back to the company and, like, you can get in trouble. But dream job. I want to do that.
That is some fun. Do you need a college degree, though?
I don't know.
No, I'm kidding. But, no, because, like, Michelin does the same thing, right?
Yeah, I think that they're, like, very in line with each other. Michelin and...
Well, but then again, like, hospitality and hotels and hospitality and restaurants.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because hospitality in a hotel, like, there's been a lot of... I don't know if you've seen a lot of, like... There's been a lot of, like, sex trafficking shit happening in hotels.
No. I live in oblivion.
Well, no, there's a lot. Yeah. I think the most recent one that I saw, like, there was a whole bunch of Marriott, like, chains that were, like... just conveniently found out that there's sex trafficking happening, like, in some of their
hotels.
Well,
is it, like, in connection to the workers, or is it just, like, it's happening there?
It's happening there.
And they
and
didn't really know.
It's uber-rich people, and they don't really know, because hospitality workers in hotels, they're not breaking that fifth wall, like you're saying. So,
yeah.
Like, there's no way for them to really, like, investigate or see what's going on, you know, like...
Yeah, they definitely should break the fifth wall for that.
Well, but how do you even gain evidence that something like that's happening if you're not allowed to talk to these people?
Yeah.
Really? You know?
Yeah. Security cameras. But they've, like, mastered all that, I'm sure. Like, how to make it look normal. Yeah. Again, with the rich people, just...
Rich people ruin everything.
They ruin everything.
Yeah. I swear to God, like, when I'm rich... When...
When I'm rich, I will be so peaceful.
I will be so peaceful. You won't even know that I'm rich. I'll still
no.
be wearing, like, Birkenstocks with socks and, like, I don't know. Like, I'll be tipping fat at restaurants. I'll be, like, donating money to...
I feel like
literally anywhere.
The like benefit of being rich is that you can just like live whatever life you want and you don't have to worry about it. It's not so that you can like be a menace to society and eat like drowned birds and participate in sex trafficking.
I feel like, why is that every rich person's like initial incline to
I don't like, think it's new money. I think it's old money because they're just born into it and they're just like, I need to feel something. Like a lot of like trust fund babies become drug addicts because they just have no struggle. So they just...
Oh, and then they have no way to...
Like, feel something.
Well, I mean, they never struggled, so therefore they don't know how to...
Appreciate what they have.
Maybe. That and like deal with their thoughts when they face like even the slightest bit of adversity, if you can even call it that.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I've never been a trust fund baby.
Neither have I.
Okay. Well, let's talk about last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Had no idea what was going on. It just happened. And I was like, who is this person?
Yeah, so I met this lady.
Don't say lady.
Not lady. I met this girl.
Yeah.
I met this girl at a dive bar here in town.
What? You're doing karaoke, right?
I was doing karaoke.
Yeah.
She was sitting at the bar. She looked like a diva. So I go and talk to her. She is a diva. And so I'm like, let's exchange Instagrams.
Hey, diva. Can I call you diva?
I mean, kind of. And we exchange Instagrams. I DM her. I'm like, girl, let's like grab drinks sometime. So we hung out last week once at a different dive bar. And then I was like, okay, cool. Like, it was fine. Random side note, that night that I was out, I met the owner of a bar from, like, my hometown in Oregon.
Oh.
And I was like...
That's fun.
Yeah, I was like, will you give me free drinks next time I'm there? And he was like, yeah. So, hell yeah. Anyway, she texted me on Saturday night and was like, can we go to Boondocks? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, can we go somewhere else instead? Because, like...
Boondocks is crazy.
Boondocks is like everyone always wants to go to Boondocks.
If you go to Boondocks, you will end up at a club.
Or just like...
Really fucked up.
Really fucked up. Like, the line's always so long. There's so much going on. It's full of baseball guys that I hate.
Well... Yeah.
I hate them because they're like transient. Like, they're only here like during spring training and they're just like... They're talking to you because they want to, like, hook up with you, right? Like, nobody's, like, looking for a girlfriend at Boondocks. Which, I mean, they can be fun to talk to, but they only want to talk about baseball. Boring. And I'm like, okay, let's go. So we end up going to work because it's right next to Boondocks. So I'm like, we can walk there, like, if you want to go to Boondocks after.
Wait, really? Is it? Boondocks is right next to...
It's like a 5-minute walk.
Oh,
it's not far. It's right up the street.
I don't know. Every time I'm in that area and I'm not working...
You're discombobulated.
I'm discombobulated. I don't know where I am. I'm just on a golf cart, just, like, feeling the air pass over my, like, drunken face. Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's insane over there. Like, I still don't even know where the clubs are. Like...
I could walk to the clubs from your work.
I don't know. Like... I feel like there's literally a trans-dimensional portal that only the golf carts can go through that takes you to the clubs. Like, I have no idea where they are, truly.
There's, like, a secret, like, third thing of a pathway that takes you to them. I'll show you.
I don't know what it is, but...
This is why...
Don't go there.
Just don't go there. Just don't go there. Don't go to Boondocks. Don't go to the clubs. Don't go to Hot Chick. Don't waste your time.
I mean, the club was fun that one night when you came out randomly.
It's fun, like, once a year. And then you're like, okay, like, I was really fucked up. That was fun. I don't want to do it again.
Like, my rule about Charlie's, how I only go there twice a year.
That's such a good rule. Because
for Pride and my birthday, that's it.
Yeah. If you go there more than that, then it's just, like, soul-sucking.
It's like doing lines of coke by yourself. Like,
what are you doing? Yeah.
We haven't done that. But, no. You know, the truly, vibes. Actually.
Yeah. it's the vibe of.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, back to the diva. Let's just call it the diva.
Yeah. The diva in Morgan. We'll get to Morgan in a second. I don't know if that's what we called him last time.
Is that what we called him last time?
No, definitely not.
Well,
but
his name is Morgan now. So then Morgan texts me, what are you doing? Like, are you out? Well, he texted first, but then...
Yeah. Yeah. And then I told you that he texted me.
Yeah, and then I was like, I was already drunk, so I was just like, tell him to come here. So he comes, meets up with us. And then the diva was being a little too ornery at work, so I was like, we need to go to Gilligan's.
Then I left. I was not going to Gilligan's.
Well, that's like a dive bar that's right across the street, and I was just like, you can be ornery there. Like, it's not going to be an issue. But I'm good. Work is like a little bit more like sophisticated. Like, there, you can't really be like screeching.
It's kind of cunty there. I love it there.
Well, I'm trying to like get a job there, so I didn't want to like cause a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you were causing a scene, though.
Okay, good. No. Yeah. Anyway, I was just like, I don't like where this is going, especially with Morgan showing up and like this whole dynamic. So I was like, we're going to Gilligan's. You guys can do whatever you want there. I don't care. So we go to Gilligan's. Morgan gets there. I'm making him buy us drinks because I'm like,
Yeah, the man tax.
Yeah, the man straight tax. Man tax. Straight man tax. And honestly, I think that Morgan and the diva are meant to be.
Well, but the diva.
Well, the
was
diva
was strictly against bald men. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And Morgan was bald, but the way they just like perfectly complimented each other is like insanity. I was like, I think I just made their next marriage. I don't think they'll be together forever, but And then Morgan is like trying to get all three of us to go back to his place, and I did attempt to help the diva and Morgan out, but the diva didn't want
to help, like get them together.
Yeah, to like get them back to his place. Cause, well, I was gonna go with them, and like Morgan's dog is cute, so like whatever. I can play with the dog.
He's annoying. I'm not a dog person. Sorry, guys.
And then,
except for English cream golden retrievers.
I used to have an English cream golden retriever.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. And then he's calling the Lyft. The diva doesn't want to come with us. She wants to stay at the bar. So I'm like, okay, Morgan, I'm not going to go back to your house with you alone, because this man has one thing on his mind and one only. And I just...
To hook up with
He wants to hook up with anyone that breathes.
Yeah.
It's not like... I'm not flattered. I'm like, I'm a woman in your presence. Like, you're going to try and hook up... It's literally everyone. He tried to hook up with our married friend.
You've told him this, right?
Yes. I give him so much shit about this. And he just, like, doesn't care. He projects it onto me. So anyway, drinks. I'm like... Yes. I'm like, Morgan, I'm not going back to your house, but we can go back to my house. I have drinking games. I have wine. And, like... Whatever. I'm like, I feel more...
We can
more,
just have a fun, innocent
Yeah, we
time.
Can just hang like, out. And, like, I have more control over the situation if it's, like, at my house.
Oh,
I
of course,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we get back. We're just, like, playing silly little games. Still, all this man wants to talk about is, like, hooking up with people, dating, sex, whatever. And, like, I'm like, dude, we could talk about literally, like, the moon and the stars and hurricanes and tornadoes and...
DEI being taken away from government affiliation.
We could talk about wine. We're both in the wine industry. We could talk about, like, we could gossip. Like, there's so many other things. And, like, that's all he can talk about drives me insane.
Remember when he said, I just want to choke her and fuck the shit? That was crazy.
Like, well, he just said that to me, like, about a girl.
Someone else.
Or that I don't know her, but about a different girl. I'm like, dude.
It's not cute.
No. And
it's not cute.
You know what's going to get you, girls, is if you can talk about something else and, like, bond over something else. So.
I'm telling you, like, I mean, I'm not one that's opposed to hooking up on the first date, but you got to work for it. And it's really not that hard.
Yeah.
You, first of all, first step, asking someone out. Second step, being...
Personable.
A fun, convivial individual to be around.
Which I will say that Morgan can flip a switch. Like, when I, like, am seeing him try and pick up on someone, he's a different person.
Only because he wants that one thing.
Yeah.
But, like, we can... Straight men that are watching... They're not watching this, but...
They're not... But Morgan might be.
But, like, we can see when you're doing that. And we know it's not genuine.
Yeah.
You can tell. You can tell.
Yeah. But anyway, he, like, keeps trying to get close to me on the couch, and I kept, like, just telling him, like, no, you get back over there.
Get back over there. How did he leave again? Did you kick him out?
Well, he was just like, I want to get food. Let's go eat food at my house. And I was like, dude, this is my final stop. Like, I'm going to bed. It's like 3 a.m.
You're like, I'm already home. I'm not leaving.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to lift back to your house and then pay. Like, no. And plus, like, I just don't feel safe, like, going to your house. I mean, I didn't say that. And, like, I mean, I don't think he's, like, a bad person in that way. But, like, I just know his intention. And he was like, why can't we hook up? And I was like, because I don't do, like, casual sex. And he's like, why? And then I have to be like, oh, because, like, it means something to me. Like, blah, blah. I shouldn't have to justify that.
Honestly, it's the same energy with me explaining to my family that I film podcasts.
Yeah. It's like, it just falls on deaf
ears. I'm not gonna, no.
And then he's like, can we make out? And I was like, no. Because, like, I will do a casual make out, but not with him. And he asked why. I was like, because it would cause drama, which it would. So.
Really? It would?
Well, I mean, like, you know, certain people could find out. It would just be weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because
he would yap about it.
He would yap
about it. Especially to.
Because that would be, like...
your thing one and thing two at your place of work.
Yeah. Anyway, that happened. And then he texted me the next day, and he was like... Like, the diva called me at 5 a.m. last night. He woke up to, like, 5 missed calls from her at 5 a.m. And I guess he texted her, and she never responded.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't really talked to her.
She was lit after that one.
Yeah, she's a lightweight.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. Anyway.
Well, she was fine at Liquor Pig, but, like, I was like, she already, like, how is she? She didn't even finish it. She didn't finish that one drink that she had there.
Yeah. She was lit.
She was.
Yeah.
Like.
I was, like, 2 drinks in, and I was, like, having to kind of corral her.
Like, did she, like, I don't know, at that point, I'm just like, okay, if she didn't pregame, did she, like, take a pill? And, like, that pill's just not mixing right with the.
I don't know. Well, she said she takes Adderall. But I think that would make you, like, less drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but doesn't Adderall, like, get your heart rate going and, like, more blood flowing? Like, you know, your metabolism's up, your alcohol enters your bloodstream quicker, no?
I have no idea. All I know is that it was a wild night.
Yeah. I'm planning on going crazy on Friday. Can I spend the night at your house?
Yeah, we're having a slumber party.
Okay, yeah.
And I told her we were having a slumber party and that she should come by.
Speaking of which, did, I almost used a fake name, but I was like, you're not going to know who I'm talking about, maybe.
Well, just say the name. Okay, let's call her...
Did,
Susan. Never mind.
Mary.
She's
having a going away party. Did she invite you?
No, I don't think that Mary likes me. When I was, seeing the last guy I was seeing, she told me that I was only talking to him because I had daddy issues.
Oh, yeah. I do. Okay,
and
yeah.
And I haven't seen her since that.
I mean, it takes one to know one, I guess. But.
Well, I don't have daddy issues. I have a very present father.
Well, I mean, like, just because you have a present father doesn't mean that... I'm not saying that you have daddy issues, because I have a present father, and... Sorry, he's not watching this. I do have daddy issues, for sure. Like,
okay.
There's no way I don't. Like...
Someone's trying to break into a Tesla 2.5 miles away. Maybe it's mine.
2.5 miles? You're further than 2.5 miles
away. Yeah, you're right. I kind of want somebody to, like, destroy my car.
For the insurance money?
Because a bottle of wine exploded all over it, and...
It didn't... Oh, well...
I think we talked about that on the last podcast.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of...
Smells like vinegar in there now.
Smells vinegary, and I don't... I just want a new one. I want to give up.
Get it detailed.
I'm going to.
Pay $200 to have it just, like, look brand spanking new.
You're right. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I want to get my car detailed. Like, I want them to use, like, the drill sponge to, like, get all the...
Yeah, you want, like, maximum.
There's literally, like... It looks like... Not, like, the imprint of sweat on my seats. It looks like... The atomic, like, circa 1945, when the atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, and there's, like, shadows of people on walls. Like, there's literally, like, dark shadows of sweat in my, because I don't have AC in my car, and, you know, like, I haven't had it for, like, 2.5 years now, and, like, going through the summers out here without AC, like.
Maybe you should get your AC fixed.
I know, but it's, like, the dealership alone quoted me at, like, $3,000 to fix my AC.
Maybe you can get a new car.
Well, no, the car works perfectly fine. Like, literally every other component of the car, like, every time I get my oil changed and people, like, check all the things in my car, they're like, your car is, like, oddly perfect for being at 100,000 miles. I'm like, yeah, well, I get, like, frequent oil changes and I rotate my tires and, like, whatnot. It's just my AC that's all fucked up. So.
Can we talk about April Fool's Day?
Oh, yeah, and how you lied to me about hooking up with Morgan. And then, like, I actually almost believed it for a second. I was like, oh, she got drunk enough.
Well, I was tormenting the entire world that day. I think April Fool's Day, like, might be my favorite holiday.
How were you tormenting the entire world?
Well, I played, like, probably 5 pranks, but only 2 of them were really successful. Like, I would say yours was, because I think you believed me. For a second.
Yeah.
But I texted you like 30 seconds later and said April Fool's.
You were like, I feel bad, never mind.
Well, what I really was scared that he was going to start like texting other people. And I was like, wait, no, this can't circulate.
No, I'm not. I mean, honestly, like.
You wouldn't have told Chance?
No.
Okay. I would have told Chance. The way that I was like, no.
Don't take that personally, Chance. Like, no. Because, like, Chance has told me things that I haven't told anybody.
Yeah, you're a good secret keeper.
I think I am. I've been really good about it. In high school, it's a different story.
You're a yapper.
Yeah. Remember when I told you that I literally outed someone in high school for being
gay?
Yeah. Even
that
though
was your
I
biggest
was...
crash out.
Yeah. Yes. And, lo and behold. Maybe that was karma.
You learned and grew.
Maybe that was karma. Maybe I'm gay because of that. It's God punishing me.
I don't think that,
it's
like, being gay is a punishment, though.
I don't think so either. But do you know who does?
Who?
Christians.
Well, that's a really interesting perspective that I don't agree with.
Me neither. But, like, I remember having a conversation with someone very important to me. I'm not going to say who it was. But, like, they are Christian. And they were just like, well, you know, in the Bible it does say it. And I'm just like, well, why should I, as a human being, stop myself from wanting to be genuinely in love with somebody?
Be who you are.
Yeah.
For your pride.
Yeah. And I'm just like, why is being gay automatically sexual immorality when in reality I want to love and cherish someone the same way that you love and cherish? It's not, like, it's not immoral if I want it to be done out of, like, genuine love and, like, passion for another human being.
I think that Modern Family, the TV show, like, did wonders for the gay rights movement.
I mean, yes and no, because, like, the said person that I'm talking about that is a Christian loves that show. I grew up watching it. And yeah, like, they're just like, yeah, we're not homophobic. And I'm just like, are you sure? You know, like.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I do know some homophobic people that watch that show.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, Modern Family is just, like, a cute, like, fantasy world to them. It's not. Like, Modern Family, yes, I'm sure there are families that look like that family, but, like, it's not the majority.
No. But, I mean, like, they, when I'm saying that, it's, like, they had a very, like, loving representation of, like, a gay couple in that show.
Yes.
And it was just, like, they just wanted to, like,
but then also,
be married and have a kid.
That alone, a loving gay couple, is not.
Crazy. Isn't that just, like, normal? No. You don't know any loving gay couples?
No.
Well, actually, now that I'm thinking about it...
Because they all met on Grindr and started just hooking up with each other. And then...
Friend? And or one of her best friends and his husband seem...
Well, but, like, we don't know them.
Well, I've met them.
So have I. I only met one of the parties. I haven't met both of them. But, no, like, most gay relationships that I've seen, it's, like, the most toxic, like, dispute that I've ever witnessed in my entire life. No.
Well, I believe that you will do better.
I'll figure it out, eventually.
Because when I started thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I know, like, a lot of, like, loving gay couples, they're lesbians. Like, the ones that I was, like,
I was talking about, like...
Just gay man. Yeah, I figured that out.
Okay, yeah. But lesbians, yes. I literally went to a lesbian wedding with, like, my old high school best friend. Yeah.
Can I tell you, we have to wrap up quickly, but...
Okay.
I my favorite story from my parents. This is like, it's so funny. It involves a lesbian wedding. That's why I remembered it.
Did they go to it together?
Yeah. So this is when I was like a child, like in elementary school. We had babysitters, like whatever, me and my sister. So one of my teachers, my mom like had a habit of befriending all my teachers because she's also a teacher. So whatever.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Yeah, she loves to befriend. But she befriended, like, I think she was my second grade teacher. And then, like, she's getting married. It happens to be a lesbian wedding. And this is in, like, Portland in, like, the mid to late 2000s.
Oh, yeah. Portland invented lesbians. Yeah.
Yeah. Invented lesbians. And, and also, like, invented weed, which is really what's important in this story.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to this lesbian wedding. Oh. My parents both, like, smoke some weed. And my dad is like a very paranoid person.
Oh, no.
So weed is really not a good idea for him. But my mom's like the most like free spirit. Like, I don't care. Like, she's like never worried about anything ever.
Yeah.
Cause she's just like, so whatever.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. But apparently my dad, oh, and he has this like, I want to call it like a bit, but it's not a bit. It's like OCD. He constantly asks if everything is all right. It's been that way my entire life, from like birth to now. He'll be like, "Tav, is everything all right?" Like, and it's like
just out of the blue, even though nothing's happening. Like, you're eating breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, or like, it's instead of being like, "Hey, good morning," he'll be like, "Is everything okay?" I'm like, "Yeah." Like, there's been no new developments.
Like, I just, well, not really. I just woke up.
Yeah. So anyway. But it's, like, it's never really annoying, usually. It's, like, you know, it's, like, every few hours, like, every once in a while, whatever. Apparently, he got really high and, like, was literally tapping on my mom's shoulder every 30 seconds, being, like,
Is everything okay? Well, no, but, like, when you don't smoke a lot of weed and then you do smoke weed, like, 30 seconds feels like...
Yeah.
2 years.
But, okay, so this was, like... really not cool on my mom's part, but, like, I understand where she was coming from.
Was she, like,
She was so fucking annoyed that she put him in the car. She was just like, "You're canceled." She trapped him in the car. This was, like, before smartphones, I'm pretty sure. So that man was probably just, like, suffering. Because time feels longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she was just like, "You're totally ruining my high." Puts him in the car, continues to, like, party with the lesbians. Until her high wore off enough and she could drive home. And this was like a backyard wedding, too. Like, true Portland fashion.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I got married, I want it to be a backyard wedding.
I want to get married in Vegas.
Bye.
Oh, okay, bye.